Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is my privilege to once again welcome into our studio the world-famous saxophone player and reed player in general. We'll find out more about that. But Greg Abate is back again. Welcome back to the show, Greg.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great to see you. It's great to have you back on the air with us. It was a little over a year ago, I think, when we were first on together.
Yes.
And we listened to some music at that point in time. We're going to get a chance to listen to some more music. Greg has 3 CDs that we're going to listen to tonight, different CDs over the years. However, you've recorded, probably a dozen or so?
No, actually, it's like about 24.
24 CDs?
Yeah, as a leader.
Recordings, yeah.
International release CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this particular one was done in 1996.
Yeah, the first one we're going to listen to, 96. Let's get a little bit of back up in time, and you say 24. I'm guessing that some of them weren't CDs. I'm guessing some of them were vinyl albums, right?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, my first one.
You're just a kid. You're so new. My old recordings are vinyl.
1981.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my fusion band, Channel One.
Well, there you
and
go.
And we recorded in Warren, and that was the only one. And that wasn't really released anywhere major. It was just a local LP, but it was cool.
Right.
I still, I have a lot of those left. Maybe I'll get you one for a souvenir.
All right. Well, where did all this start, Greg? Did you grow up in Rhode Island, or?
Yes, I went to school in Woonsocket. Elementary school, junior high, high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think back on that. It was some fun years, doing my music, thinking about my career, how it's unfolded. But as a child, I was playing clarinet in an elementary school band, It's mm-hmm. my first instrument. And then I went to junior high school, and I was playing clarinet in the orchestra, playing classical stuff.
Now, did you look at somebody like, let's say, Pete Fountain or something as did I nail it?
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Well, I think of clarinet, I think of him.
I watched Lawrence Welk, I just was enthralled with Pete Fountain. I said, I couldn't believe that guy. And, my mom actually rented me a clarinet, and I was playing that, every Saturday as a child, elementary school kid going for lessons with a group of other clarinet players.
Wow. I actually had the chance to do a show with him many years ago in Las Vegas. My quartet was out there, and he was also on the program. Great guy, and what an amazing talent he was.
Yeah.
So that was a good inspiration for you to get started, and then that led to other things, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It led to alto sax in the ninth grade because there was the jazz band, and they didn't have clarinet in the jazz band. So in that particular band, and also marching band, which I wasn't fond of too much, but you had to do it.
Right.
If you wanted to play in the jazz band, you have to be in a marching band.
Yeah.
So.
Smart music teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. And we used to do these things, around Woonsocket High, we used to march around the neighborhood. So alto sax. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And then after graduating from high school, I went to actually Roger Williams Junior College.
Yeah.
I didn't know about what I was going to do. I thought, my music was just like having fun and this.
Sure.
And I went to Roger Williams in Providence, and I went there every day.
On Prime Street, probably.
You're right. And I couldn't figure out why I was there, And then one of my classes was dissecting frogs. And at that point, I said, I'm not going to school anymore, Mom. I don't want to go there. And so I tried to audition at New England Conservatory as a clarinet player. Didn't know what I was up against, and I didn't pass the audition.
Yeah.
So someone says, you play pretty good saxophone. Why don't you see if you can get into Berklee? And I did. And Berklee was on Newbury Street at that time in a brownstone. It was side by side, and I used to go there, take the train every day, and
wow,
I was studying with some of the great teachers and jazz players around, and. I did the four years,
And then, as they say, the rest becomes history. And
right.
You've been playing ever since and all over the world. We're here tonight to specifically talk about an event coming up on June 17th, just a couple weeks from now, at Aqua Blue in Narragansett. It's a fundraiser, and it's going to feature your quartet, right?
Yes.
And that's going to be at 8 p.m. at Aqua Blue, and tickets are available, and you can go to check that out at either the Aqua Blue website, or you have your own website, the information on it also, right?
Yes.
Okay. So check that out. We'll mention that again later. That's going to be a fun-filled evening, if you will. And we brought, as I mentioned, some music here. Let's get to some music, get people in the mood. This first one is from your 1996 recording CD, and it's called Voyage. Tell us about this one.
Voyage is a Kenny Barron tune. In fact, this is my first recording I did with Kenny Barron, as he was in my group. The record company got this wonderful rhythm section together, along with the great trumpet player Claudio Roditi, the late great Claudio. He unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and Ben Riley was on drums, and Rufus Reed was on bass.
All right, let's give it a listen. Greg. This next song is a little bit lengthy, so let's try to get it in before the break. It's called Children's Waltz. Tell us about this one.
Well, it's 1996. My son, Gregory, was 5 years old, and Anthony was two. And I wrote it, you know, for my children, and for my daughter, who was like, she was like in her early 30s. Yeah, so it was, but I was thinking about children in general. And I wrote the tune with that in mind, how kids are, you know, and of course I love my kids, and it was recorded with that love of my children and how I feel like other people feel about their children. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this, like, you know, when you write music, it's like, it's more than just putting notes down. It's a feeling you have when you write.
Well, I think if you listen to this, you'll get the feeling. We'll listen to it.
Thank you.
Take a short break and come back for more. Thank you. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Greg Abate, saxophonist, and listening to his recording. His first CD was made way back in 1996. We're going to move forward in time now to one of the newer discs that's on Wailing City Sound, I think.
Yes.
And this is 2021.
Right. It is a story. Well, you said first recording that we are playing today, but yeah. My first international release was Live at Birdland in 1991. And yeah. That's from there that we went up.
To catch to that one we were talking about in 96. Yeah, lots of, as we mentioned, lots and lots of recordings all through the years, and Greg has played all over the world. We're talking about tonight an opportunity for the local audience, if you're in the listening area, to catch Greg at a fundraiser on Saturday night, June 17th at 8 o'clock at Aqua Blue in Narragansett. So check that out if you'd like to do that. And then in July, Greg will be at Chan's, a world-famous jazz spot right here in Rhode Island, Woonsocket, in Greg's hometown. And then in August, he'll be in Bristol. So we'll talk a little bit more about those things. This newer CD called Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron, we used that the last time you were here, a couple of tunes from that. And this first song is the first cut on there called Sun Shower.
Yes.
Tell us about how that came about.
Wailing City Sound Recording Company. My last five recordings was with Wailing City Sound, and the producer suggested to do a double album and to do all the music, the original tunes of Kenny Barron. So I got in touch with Kenny Barron and asked him for some of his lead sheet music, and I arranged these songs for the album, all Kenny Barron tunes, and I did a lot of reharmonization with the chords, and we recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio, and with us were Desron Douglas on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. So it's all Kenny Barron music.
All right.
But that's not, that is, I have, since that recording, I've recorded a few other ones. One's going to be released in July 8th, and it's called Greg Abate / Paul Del Nero Reunion.
Okay.
And then there's another one next year. It's in the works, already recorded. It's Positive Energy. It's a real another concept of my music that I did, thinking about positive energy being in the way we live,
right.
And to have that, and it's really high energy stuff.
Wow.
I recorded that in Santa Fe, New Mexico, last June.
Okay, well, we'll have to when that gets closer to a release, we'll have to have you back again. Let's give a listen to Sun Shower. Greg, I know as someone that's been fortunate enough to make a few recordings myself, sometimes you make a recording of something and then you listen to it over the years and go, you know, I should have done this or we should have done that. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that this next one is going to be that kind of subject. We played in the first segment a tune called Voyage, which was recorded in 1996. And I notice it's on this newer one, this New Wailing City disc. And tell us what's the difference and why did you do it again?
Well, number one, I like the song. And number two, Wailing City Sound, Neil Weiss suggested that I overdub a sax section. So what I did on this tune is I did alto sax one, alto sax two, tenor sax one, tenor sax two, and baritone sax.
So you're your own band.
Yeah, I did that. So I did one track and I played along with my first track and so yep. on and so on. Yep. And but like you say, when you listen to something and you say, you wish I would have done it different, that also goes with having done a recording and saying, gee, I wish I had played this at that place, but it's too late. And, right. and like, as an artist and recording artist, I've learned that it's always going to be the same way. Because when I'm in the studio for a new thing, I said, okay, this is going to be the one that I won't have to say that. And it never is.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, let's listen to the newer Voyage, which was recorded just a couple of years ago. And then we, once again, we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. The music of Greg Abate is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Greg, listening to music that he's done over the years, started recording quite a while ago, in the early 1990s, and has been very prolific ever since. New CDs coming out all the time. Got two in the works right now. Has been recording with Wailing City Sound, which a lot of our artists that we have had here on our program have done. And tonight we've been talking about a presentation that's going to be made for Congregation Beth David. Is presenting an outstanding evening of jazz with Greg's Quartet on Saturday, June 17th, 8 o'clock at Aqua Blue on Beach Street in Narragansett. So check that out, and an opportunity to see Greg live and in person. And if you're lucky, maybe he'll even talk to you.
Oh, I always talk to people.
Yes, I know you're very personable with the audience. It's fun to be in your show or at your show.
Thank you.
And it just feels like you're one of the family, you know?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling when you find an entertainer, whether it's a singer or instrumentalist or piano player, violinist, saxophone player, doesn't make any difference. If it comes across from the stage to the audience, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I have time to say this?
Sure.
I don't know what happened to me in the early days, very early, like in the late 70s and the early 80s onward. I would very seldom say anything. You know, I just would play, and I don't remember. One of my friends said, you know, you should talk a little bit about things. People want to hear your voice. They want to hear the human aspect of
sure,
you.
Sure, what you're thinking, yeah, and why right. You're doing this song. Yeah.
So I did. I started doing that. And then I was playing in San Francisco years later in North Beach at Pearl's, and I was talking, and it was being recorded by K-Jazz. They had the recording guy, engineers there, Bob yeah. Parlocha and all. And so I did that. I thought, wow, I'm really talking, and I'm a little bit more. And so when I got back home and months later, I called the club and asked if they'd like to have me back. And they said that I talk too much. No. You know what I'm saying? So I overdid it.
Well, you know, it's going to be happy medium, I
guess.
Yeah,
it's hard to know that.
That's right. But it does make a big difference when you know, you're in the audience like I was, and you see an artist such as yourself, and you can relate to what they're thinking and what they're doing, and it just makes it a whole lot more entertaining.
I like it because, like you said, I can talk about my songs, and you know, you just play a song. Okay, well, why did you write it? I wrote it because of this and feeling about that, and you know,
right.
So
as you mentioned, Children's Waltz about your children and stuff like that. So that's good. So check that out. You'll get to see Greg on Saturday night, June 17th, just a couple weeks from now, at Aqua Blue in Narragansett. And then after that in July, he'll be somewhat local for those of you in Rhode Island at Chan's in Woonsocket, and that's July 8th. And then in Bristol on August 17th. So check his website out for opportunities to hear his music live. It's a great way to do it. But you can also buy the recordings. And I know that for myself, I love to listen to these while I'm driving in my car and trying to close the world out, you know, and just listen to some good music.
Thank you, Mike.
So thanks for coming in tonight and telling us about what you've been up to. Well, as I mentioned, you were on for the first time about a year ago. We may have to make it a yearly occurrence.
Well, that'd be
catch
really
up
nice.
With things, you know,
it's fun.
That type of stuff. Our audience loves it. So tell us about this last recording we're going to listen to. It's from the same
Bob Blue CD.
Yeah, it's called Horace Is Here.
Yeah.
And who's Horace?
Horace Silver. Oh. Horace Silver, the great Horace Silver. I did most of his tunes. And I included two of my originals, On the Road and Horace Is Here.
And so this is a recording that was done a few years ago, And the song is called On the Road.
Right.
And that's because you were on the road a lot.
Yeah, I wrote the tune. I was actually thought about it in a flight, and I was looking out, and I'm thinking, like, I'm on the road. And I said, well, that's a good title.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll listen to that, and I want to thank you once again for coming in tonight, bringing your music to our audience. Always a pleasure, Greg.
Thanks,
thank you.
Mike. Hey, thank you. You're great. Nice yeah. honor to be on your show.
Excellent. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Yeah.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.